This episode is sponsored by Schwann's.com. What are you having for dinner tonight? Good question. Schwann's Home Delivery has a solution for you. Stock up your freezer with high-quality frozen foods like premium meats and sides, delicious ready-made meals, ice cream, and more. No subscriptions, no memberships, just a friendly yellow truck that's been delivering food for almost 70 years. Listeners of this show get a special deal. Get 20% off your first order with code YUM20. Check out schwanns.com/yum for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 925. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. Welcome. Welcome to the last week before we cross over into our 8th birthday. We celebrate completion of 7 years on this show and turn 8 next Monday. Unbelievable. And early next year, it's 1,000 episodes. Unbelievable. And today's show is really very simple. It's about a metaphor that I see all the time that people don't follow through with. And I'll just simply call it training camp. Hope you find the show helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher because it helps other people find the show. And if you're interested in my coaching you, listen to the end of the show. I've got information there that'll tell you how to reach out to me and the different services that I offer. And now let's get going. Today I want to offer you some no BS job search advice designed to help you really catapult your job search and wind up crossing the finish line a lot faster. And today's advice is real simple. Starting off with a scenario, can you imagine a pro football team or a pro basketball team or a baseball team that doesn't practice and just shows up and wins? Like, can you imagine them avoiding training camp and just showing up that first Monday of the season and performing well? Can you imagine lots of injuries, lots of guys getting hurt, a lot of women on the basketball court who wind up with pulled muscles? Can you imagine this team having a great record and winning a championship? Because frankly, I can't. And yet this is how a lot of job hunters conduct themselves. They just show up on, for an interview. They expect to do well, and they're shocked when they don't. They're shocked when they don't get the job. And it's no different. It's really no different. You need to get out there and practice. You need to practice with someone else. You need to rehearse your answers to the point where they don't sound rehearsed. Because otherwise, you're nothing more than that athlete who expects to show up on Sunday having done no practice and expects to win. Now, I understand in team sports that the other members of the team may carry this person for a given week. But let me give an individual sports example. On the tennis court, can you imagine a tennis player who doesn't practice winning many titles? Because frankly, I don't. I don't really care if they are visualizing all the time that ball going over the net and landing in the perfect placement, that they're imagining all those overheads they're smashing, or those lobs that just land in the perfect spot. It just doesn't work. They have to practice. They have to keep their muscles limber. They have to really, time and time again, over and over, all those hours of practice that these athletes put into. And yet you walk into the arena of a job interview, unrehearsed, unpracticed, and unprepared. Unprepared with no research. Unprepared to answer obvious questions. Unrehearsed for the entire thing. I'm going to give you a joke from another YouTube video. Stop it! There's a Bob Newhart video called Stop It. Go watch it sometime. I think it's hysterical. So I'll simply say, stop doing the things that are getting you into trouble. You're acting like an amateur when you do that. Get out and do what professionals do. Professionals don't just walk into meetings and wing it. They've spent years getting ready. They walk onto the practice field They walk into the arena of the game in the stadium, and they're practiced. They're at peak condition at just that moment, ready to perform. You need to do much the same sort of thing and get your muscles ready and your plays down pat so that this way you can nail it. Now, there's a difference between being well-practiced and being over-rehearsed. Now, I've been watching this one series called The Next Food Channel Celebrity, I think it's called. And one of the finalists there is someone who seems too over-prepared that they don't connect with people. And that's been the feedback that she gets time and time again. She's really good. She's very talented. But she's too prepared. And there's that fine line where you cross over and you just miss the connection that you have to make with people. Don't over-rehearse to the point that you sound canned and phony. You have to always make it seem as though this is the first time you're saying these words, even if it's the 400th. So, again, practice, prepare, rehearse, sound wonderful, sound like you're talking to your best friend on the other side of the desk. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.